With a world that can feel so crazy at times, I want to be a centering voice for you and tell you there is still so, so much good. Hello, hello. My name is Ethan Thomas, and you're listening to another episode of Seeking Stillness. Today, I want to start off with a practice that has been incredibly helpful for me. See, I have a habit of inflating everything in my mind and getting myself worked up over the smallest things. This small thing can be blown out of proportion, and I can send myself into a spiral that is not healthy. When this starts to happen, I like to bring awareness to the situation and ground myself back into my center. So when I'm starting to feel a lot of different emotions, whether it's stress, anxiety, or anything in between, I go through a simple checklist. It's so incredibly helpful to go through and just ask ourselves this: am I okay? Am I alive? Am I healthy? Am I breathing? Are my family and friends okay? All right. Do I have all my basic needs met? Yes. Fantastic. Is there food for me to eat for my next meal? Do I have water? Then you can continue to expand to whatever level you need to feel comfortable, secure, and safe. But this practice of just going through that checklist really anchors me back into the present moment. Of course, we all have our different situations and problems to work through. But when we come back to this moment of clarity and seeing where we actually truly stand, it gives us a lot more options in how we want to proceed forwards. Adding on to this, when I am able to go through that checklist and see that things are actually really great, then it just helps me recognize that and sit in gratitude and just really acknowledge all of the wonderful blessings in my life. From here, I can choose to step, walk, run any which way that I need to because I am clear and calm with myself. There is a chaos inside of all of us, and it's helpful to meet it head on and to acknowledge it and then work through it. So I encourage you all to create your own checklists. What would make you feel the best and bring you back to your center? This is a perfect segue in today's topic, finding the good in the spaces in between. In between the chaos of it all, in between the hours of our day, or in between the embrace of a loved one. These past few days have really inspired me to speak to this topic. I have recently caught myself in a pattern of noticing. I've had three different interactions recently that have really stood out to me that I would love to share with you all. This week, I unexpectedly talked to someone that was a few years younger than me when I showed up to a park to enjoy the sunset. We got into conversation and I was curious about their life. I asked them, where is the next few weeks or months headed for you, as they shared that they just recently graduated from school. To be considerate of their privacy, I won't share their name, but what they did share with me is that they are going to move to an island soon, and that they were scared, and that they weren't quite certain on what they wanted to do with their life, but having the plane ticket was enough for now. That same evening, I happened to be in line waiting for food, and someone gave me a great compliment, so I appreciate you, my friend. And we got into conversation about their situation and how their life is going. This person opened up to me and felt comfortable enough to talk to me about the troubles that they were facing. We ended up having food from the same place and sat down together, sharing a little bit about our lives, our interests, and what is sitting with us in the present moment. We connected on our favorite movies, had a few laughs, and then went our separate ways. And the final interaction is someone that I didn't even have a conversation with, but left an impression on me. I am walking to my car, and I can hear this gentleman just casually singing as he's walking out of the store, and it was just so great to see someone authentically being themselves and not having a care in the world. I sat with all of these different interactions and just took a moment to appreciate the life force that is surrounding all of us. How wonderful is it that we all get to experience each other, to sing out loud, to dance, and to appreciate the joy that is present? That is the good stuff right there. The stuff that can give you chills, the stuff that can give you warmth, and the stuff that can make you feel held. With a world that can feel so crazy at times, I want to be a centering voice for you and tell you there is still so, so much good. These small interactions can add up over time and create something really special. I share all of these stories with you to highlight one thing, is that we do not simply have to only find joy within ourselves. There is joy around every corner if you know how to look for it. It is not only contained inside of us, it could be found in others, it could be found amongst the trees, or it could be found in any crevice that you are willing to look. This realization was a pivotal moment in my life, shifting from how can I get mine to how can I find the good in others and be of service, radically looking to be selfless. Because the secret here is that when we are selfless, it is one of the most selfish things that we can do. The benefit that we get for being selfless, showing up, giving our time, cannot be gained elsewhere. It's simply a win-win situation here. Two books that I highly recommend that could fundamentally shift the way you view this world. Viktor E. Frankl's A Man's Search for Meaning and Tuesdays with Morrie. Viktor E. Frankl writes in A Man's Search for Meaning about his experience in a concentration camp. He shares on the atrocities not only happened to himself, but to the other prisoners as well. The book goes into much more detail if you're interested, but to keep it short is that the book challenges what it means to live a meaningful life and what role does seeking to give play in our lives. Now, Tuesdays with Morrie. Oh man, this one is a heart-wrencher. I will spare you the details, but essentially Morrie was a college professor who had a lot of students who loved him over his tenure, and he unfortunately came down with an illness that left him bedridden. One of his students who saw him on the news years later after he graduated committed to spending Tuesdays with Morrie, taking that time to document their conversations and to really understand what was most important to him. Above all else, the theme of the book and one of the most powerful lines that is written, giving is living. Both of these books are incredible and I highly recommend giving them a read if they sound interesting to you. Being of service is just one way to cultivate the good, make it a habit of finding it, and being able to recognize it when it is in front of us. It is also brought out into this world with attention. We can all have good days, but there are no accidental great days. Think about one of your favorite memories. Who was with you? Why does it stand out to you? And how did you feel in that moment? Surrounding this favorite memory, chances are is that there was a certain level of intention. The intention of fully showing up for yourselves, the intention of getting a great group together, or the intention that went on behind the scenes for all of the planning. While we can find the good all around us, we can also create it as well. There is no need for us to be patient and let it come to us. Every moment is an opportunity to cultivate the goodness and to share it with others. Why be passive and wait for something to come to us when we can be active and bring it to others? And for my final point, never forget this. The world is simply a mirror creating a reflection for you to see yourself. What you find in the external is within. The beauty that moved you to tears is within you. The light that is so powerful that it reaches your corner is held within. You're a powerful force to be reckoned with. This world is a better place because you exist within it. Everyone's days are brighter because you chose to show up, to share your smile with the world, and to give a light that is unique to you. Thank you for being an active participant in the good. This has been another episode of Seeking Stillness with myself, Ethan Thomas. Thank you so much for listening.